At the core of Smith's Wealth of Nations, his philosophy of market capitalism, is this concept of the invisible hand. It is the invisible hand that guides not only an individual, but a nation to its most productive use. The idea here is that individuals pursue their own self-interest, that you look after you. And if you look after you and you do what's best for you, you will make the best decision possible. And because you make the best decision possible, that will positively impact those around you. It'll impact the nation. Because see, what will happen is you will drive the idea of the cost of an item. If you think an item is really worth what you're paying for it, then you'll buy it. And so will other people following their own invisible hands. And if you all are pushed by your own invisible hand to the best product at the lowest price, it will force competition among all of the producers. And so consequently, through this competition to satisfy everybody's invisible hands of the consumers, what will happen is the weak will fail, the strong will survive, the product will get better, the product will get cheaper, and businesses, strong fundamentals, they will survive, they will continue. This also works in your own life, if you think about it, at least according to Smith, that you will do what's best for you. So when you go to the mall and you look for that pair of shoes that you're looking for and you have your limited money, you're going to think on the margins and look hard at the quality and the cost of the items. And because you have this limited amount of money, your invisible hand will push you to the best possible outcome. Other people's invisible hands will be pushing them to the best possible outcome all over the nation. And as these invisible hands push to the best possible outcome, it will reward corporations, businesses, individuals who satisfy that need, and reward them with money. It will reward them, and they will last, and meanwhile, the weak will fail. And that, in the end, is how the invisible hand is the key component of competition in regards to this entire market economy. Then what you do is you look at laissez-faire. If the invisible hand is free to move and the government isn't interfering with this process at all, then competition will drive everything. And competition, according to Smith, makes you leaner and meaner and stronger. And you will survive and thrive.